Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
In the recent history of documentary filmmaking, one scene stands out above all. The hot mic bathroom confession of Robert Durst in The Jinx. Now the person responsible for that moment, Sareb Kaufman, stepson of the victim, friend of the murderer, star of the documentary, for the first time ever, shares why he believes you're watching the furthest thing from the truth on this exclusive episode of Murder Homes. Listen to Murder Homes on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Coast to Coast podcast. Become a Coast Insider to hear the rest of this fascinating conversation and check out recent shows where we learned about scientific efforts to revive the woolly mammoth, the latest in military drone technology, and the mysterious Shroud of Turin. And you can listen to those programs and many more amazing Coast shows by heading over to coasttocoastam.com and signing up for Coast Insider.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. As I was mentioning, this Friday, a full moon, but it's also a lunar eclipse over the Middle East. With us is a special guest, and he's back with us, Mark Biltz, founder of the El Shaddai Ministries in Washington State, a very well-known and popular commentator on the feasts of the Lord. Pastor Biltz has spoken at congregations and conferences all over the world, including Sweden, Germany, Switzerland, Canada, and throughout the United States. He's been interviewed by Fox Television, appeared on the Sid Roth television broadcast, as well as on Prophecy in the News, explaining how the messianic prophecies revealed when Jesus came the first time and how heavenly signs point to a major event that will happen again. And here he is back on Coast to Coast. Mark, looking forward to this. What a interesting Friday we're going to have, huh?
Oh, for sure, with both the total lunar eclipse and, as your previous guest mentioned, the planet Mars being right next to it.
And with what's happening, biblically speaking, it's also, is this a blood moon this weekend?
Yes, total lunar eclipse is referred to as a blood moon.
And what does that mean?
Well, it's when the Earth gets between the sun and the moon, it casts a shadow. And here you have a red moon right next to the red planet, Mars. And I believe Mars, as we know, speaks of war. And here are two bright red lights, kind of like stoplights, where we need to be stopping and taking a look and wondering what may be coming.
How close do you look at planetary alignments and solar events and tie it into biblical prophecy, Mark?
Well, I think that's huge because in Genesis chapter 1, verse 14, God said he created the sun and the moon and stars for signs. That's the number one reason. Many people think it was for light or heat. But when you read it, he said the number one reason he created the sun and the moon was for signs.
And what happened 65 years ago? Something dramatic over Korea?
Yes, this is what's so amazing. Here, this Friday is July 27th, and on the biblical calendar, it's the 15th day of the month of Av. Well, it so happens, 65 years ago, on July 27th, it was also the 15th of Av, and it was a total lunar eclipse over North Korea. And July 27th is the exact day the Korean War ended with the armistice being signed, with a total blood moon over it. And now here, 65 years later, we also have a total blood moon on the 27th of July with a over the Middle East. And interestingly, Korea, North Korea, celebrates their 70th anniversary this year as well as Israel. And their 70th anniversary falls on September 9th, which is Rosh Hashanah, or the Feast of Trumpets. So there's an amazing tie-in between North Korea and Israel and these events, as North Korea, as you know, was trying to build the Syrian nuclear reactor to wipe out Israel, that Israel wiped out a decade ago.
Yes.
North Korea helps Iran. So I think geopolitically, this is very important.
Do you anticipate anything happening this Friday or in the not-too-distant future, Mark?
I don't ever think anything's going to happen on the very day of the eclipse. And I think a lot of these are harbingers of what may or may not come. But I definitely see war probably breaking out with North Korea. It could be Iran sometime over the next year and a half. I think these are signs of what may be coming.
What makes you, is it because of the signs or because of the events that are happening that make you feel that?
I think both. I think the events that are happening are tied into the signs in the heavens. And God said, two witnesses. So there should be at least two witnesses. Well, Mars and the moon are two great witnesses. In Psalms, God says the moon is my faithful witness. And that specifically has to do with this covenant with David and Israel. And so I see this event this weekend, what a lot of people may not realize for the Jewish people, it's like Valentine's Day. It's a time of love. And they're reading that weekend. The Jews have set readings every single weekend. Well, that weekend is the greatest commandment to love the Lord. And I believe this is God's sign in the heaven, a big red heart almost, how much he's in covenant with Israel. And so, I believe these are harbingers that it's happening this weekend because there are two other lunar eclipses. Last January 31st, on another Jewish holiday, the 15th of Shavuot, and then this one, and then next year in 2019 on January 21st, again, a blood moon on the 15th of Shavuot. And so all of these tie in prophetically with what I believe war is coming within the next year and a half.
Jeez, not a good sign, is it?
No. What's fascinating, I know your listeners are familiar with the apocalypse, and Revelation 6 talks about the four horses of the apocalypse. Well, one of them is the red horse. Well, it so happens in Zechariah chapter 1, the vision of the red horse that takes off happens in the month of Shavuot. So here you have the red horse vision takes place in Shavuot. We have a blood moon on Shavuot in 2018, a blood moon on Shavuot in 2019. Right smack dab in the middle is the blood moon on the 15th of Av. You have a red moon. You have the red planet Mars. And so I think this could very well be symbolic of what may be coming. So we need to just always be ready.
Why are these symbols? Why aren't they just clearly spelled right out for us, Mark? You know that, hey, there's going to be a war. It's going to happen around this time period. It's going to be between these countries. Why does it always seem to be hidden in some of these symbols?
Well, that's a very good point. But, you know, in one sense, I think eclipses in the heavens speak in every language. Sometimes I'd have to, you know, if I was God and I were to write something in just one language, it's my goodness, how bad is it going to be? I mean, talk about fake news and talk about bias in the media. Well, I think that when it's in the heavens, man can't manipulate that. And so it's not hidden. Now, as far as what transpires, that is what we'll have to see.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Hi, guys. Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
In the recent history of documentary filmmaking, one scene stands out above all. The hot mic bathroom confession of Robert Durst in The Jinx. Now the person responsible for that moment, Sareb Kaufman, stepson of the victim, friend of the murderer, star of the documentary, for the first time ever, shares why he believes you're watching the furthest thing from the truth on this exclusive episode of Murder Homes. Listen to Murder Homes on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.